This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. President Joe Biden celebrated the Labor Day holiday, making a stop at an IBEW union hall in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. Shaking hands with dozens of the union members, one worker pressed the president to chat with his mother on his cell phone.
I just figured you might want to talk to the president. Well, Mom, I wish you were here. I can stop by and thank these guys for all they do. I just wish you were from Louisiana, Mississippi, all the way up to New York. IBEW is keeping this country moving.
Well, Mr. Biden told a reporter who asked him on his arrival at the White House yesterday afternoon if he will be recognizing the Taliban. He said, quote, "That's a long way off." A reporter had also asked Biden what will happen to Afghans stuck in third countries in reference to evacuees who fled the country as the Taliban took power, but the president appeared not to hear the question. He'll be returning to Washington, D.C. He returned yesterday afternoon, planning on heading to New Jersey and New York to view the flood damage later on today. The Taliban on Tuesday fired shots into the air to disperse hundreds of people who'd gathered at several rallies in Kabul. The latest signs of defiance by Afghans against the hardline Islamist movement, which swept to power last month. Afghanistan's new rulers have yet to form a government, but many in the capital are fearful of a repeat of the Taliban's previous brutal and repressive reign between 1996 and 2001. At least three rallies were held across Kabul in a show of resistance that would have been unthinkable during the Taliban's last stint in power, when people were publicly executed and thieves had their hands chopped off. For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is